I wake up with the worst hangover of my life. My brain feels like it's been turned inside out. My eyes are glued together with mascara. And my breath smells like a Sauvignon swilling rat has crawled into my mouth and died. I look down. I've forgotten my work uniform. Hayley! I hiss, prodding her body with my big toe as she sleeps on a pile of jumpers on the floor next to me. I need to borrow a dress.
You're in my bed, she says flatly. You wouldn't get out of it last night.
Sorry.
And Lauren told me it was you who broke the shower.
I'm going to tell her, I say. It's an effort to get the words out, but I am determined to do it. I'm going to tell her about us. He clamps a hand over my mouth. It's a shock. So sudden. I can smell his cologne. I remember smelling that cologne on my skin afterwards, thinking how delicious it was, how grown up. Now it makes me want to vomit.
Oh no, Olivia, Will says. I don't think you will, actually.
And you know why? You won't do it because you would be destroying your sister's happiness. This is her wedding day, you silly little girl. They tell us their true names. The Hagden with feathers for hair is called Moonwort, and the one with talons is Pearl. The third, with the strange silver eyes, is called Yarrow. Who are you? I ask them, forcing back my true question. What are you?
They smile ruefully at each other.
The last bastions of guardianship and protection for this way, says Yarrow.
Specifically, says Pearl with a wink, we are calcified witch souls.
Witches, whispers Timothy.
Oh, yes.
Timothy looks horrified.
I did think this might be witches' territory, with the missing eyes and thorn piercings scattered around.